For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. It's been 30 years since Hurricane Hugo struck our coast. South Carolina ETV's Palmetto Scene will air a 30th anniversary special this Thursday night at 7:30. In the days leading up to the broadcast, South Carolina Public Radio is featuring stories related to the storm's landfall and aftermath.
Councilmember Wagner?
Inside Charleston's new Performing Arts Center, the Gilliard, the city's disaster response team braces for the latest hurricane's final act. A third-floor maze of offices and conference rooms serve as a command center.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good afternoon, everyone.
The Director of Emergency Management, Shannon Scaff, briefs the team on Dorian's path.
The current position of the hurricane is still a strong Category 2 at 109 miles an hour. It is 55 miles east of Charleston.
He's worked in public service and the military for more than 25 years, witnessing some of the worst natural disasters in our nation's history. And it all began with a hurricane named Hugo.
What I distinctly remember is when the eye passed over, we all went outside.
Scaff was 16, living with his parents 30 miles inland.
You could smell pine and salt in the air all the way in Somerville.
Hugo lashed out just after midnight, striking north of Charleston with sustained winds of 140 miles per hour and a 20-foot storm surge. People in a high school shelter had to climb rafters to safety. Boats littered lawns. Hundreds were left homeless. Dozens lost their lives.
It was just mind-blowing, and it's stayed with me since then.
Scaff was stunned, yet in awe of the ocean's raw power. He still is, as we sit on the beach at Sullivan's Island. He says the destructive storm shaped his life. After high school, friends went off to college. He was lost until once again he felt the pull of the water while running in downtown Charleston.
And a Coast Guard helicopter flew over and started to do a rescue training exercise right off the battery with one of our Coast Guard boats. It's like it just hit me right in the face. That's it. That's what I'm going to do.
Scaff trained and became one of the Coast Guard's elite rescue swimmers, deploying from helicopters to save lives. He remembers a mission following Hurricane Floyd in North Carolina.
All you could see was maybe the top 2 or 3 feet of a rooftop. There were aircraft in every direction in a hover.
There, he saw in people's faces the unimaginable horror of rising floodwaters.
They all had that same look. 12 hours ago, they would have swore they would never be in that position. Every one of them. You know, they were all completely surprised and devastated.
For another mission, Scaff was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross, given by the president for heroism or extraordinary achievement. He and a team rescued 4 commercial fishermen during a winter storm.
It was the roughest conditions I'd ever been in, 60-foot seas in January in the middle of the night.
He had just retired from the Coast Guard when Hurricane Harvey hit. Immediately, he flew to Texas, this time helping coordinate the rescue response. There, he worked behind the scenes, much like he does now. Scaff has learned to be the calm in chaos, as the city prepares for and endures natural disasters like Hurricane Dorian.
We want to bring in Shannon Scaff. You've been working hard with the Emergency Management Department here in Charleston.
He's even learned to navigate the media, going live with the Weather Channel during the storm.
We got a little lucky with the tides, obviously. The storm surge wasn't as bad as what was forecast originally.
Scaff says he can't help but wonder sometimes, like that line from a Talking Heads song, "Well, how did I get here?" But the answer is easy.
It only goes to one thing, and that's Hurricane Hugo.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. And join us Thursday night at 7:30 on ETV's Palmetto Scene for a special on the 30th anniversary of Hurricane Hugo.